You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You gotta like Jingle Bells, don't you, Hugh? Jingle Bell Rock?
It's all right.
You mean it's all right?
This is a classic.
Yeah.
I read somewhere, and I was asking y'all this morning, y'all didn't know. But something dethroned Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas song.
Yeah, do you know what it is?
I don't know. I'm looking for it. Okay. I'm looking to see what it was.
So you asked been a helpful question information. And you didn't have the answer?
No, I don't.
Okay. Maybe Elliot does. Elliot Shore Parks.
No, but I'm saying I was asking.
Yeah.
No.
All right, we'll just ask Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks joining us now. Sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how we doing?
Good. I feel like Jingle Bells has to be on the Mount Rushmore of Christmas songs.
Jingle
right?
Bell Rock, though. It's different from Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
I like Jingle Bell Rock better.
Yeah, me too.
I think, I'm saying Jingle Bell Rock. Okay. I feel like it'd be that Mariah Carey song, which I guess got dethroned
I found out what it was.
What is the answer?
Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Wow. Oh that's an all-timer, yeah. Hmm.
Dethroned it in what way, though?
It said it just, right now, it's dethroned. It says it might be. Temporarily.
Oh, like power rankings, like Elliot's power rankings. It could change week to week.
I could get down with that.
Yeah. Makes sense.
There you go.
Elliot, let's...
Oh, wait a minute.
What do you got?
I think I might have had it wrong.
Okay.
It's Jason Kelce's Maybe This Christmas.
There's no way.
Jason Kelce's the number one Christmas song?
It said hitting the number one on Billboard Global 200 in December 2025 with Jason Kelce's Maybe This Christmas.
Well, we have to check in on this because that's a big development. I mean,
this is the AI overview. This is what it said. Yeah, that's what it says.
But AI also said your defense a luxury take.
And it was a hot take, and there's no lie. Y'all still living rent-free in y'all head.
No, well, you're wrong because I just pulled up Holiday 100, Billboard 100.
I'm looking at
number
the, what
one
the, what is the AI overview
as of the week? Forget AI. AI
December,
doesn't know anything.
It's December.
I'm on the website. Week of December 20th, All I Want for Christmas is You, number one. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is two.
Jason Kelce, nowhere to be found?
No, nowhere to be found.
Yeah, look, did you see? You saw my AI.
False info.
No, you see my AI overview?
I'm done with AI.
No. Why are you hating on AI?
Because it's clearly wrong.
Yeah. Why are y'all hating on AI?
It's giving you false information.
It's not. It says Jason Kelce's hitting number one on Billboard Global 200.
Once again, we're acting out while we have a guest.
Yeah, we are. Sorry about that, Elliot. Back to the show.
I'm loving this. No, I'm loving the Christmas talk right now. I could listen to this all day.
All right, Elliot. Let's talk about the Eagles for a few minutes, and then we'll get back to the nonsense here. Elliot, all right, you're now that you had a few days to kind of sit on it, where are you on what we saw on Sunday? And are the Eagles back, or was that they got to play the worst team in pro football?
Yeah, I'm not sure they ever left. I mean, I think they were always – like one of the best teams in the NFC. I think for most of the season, they've been the best team in the NFC. So I don't know if I would say they were back, but I do think that they played a really crisp clean football game on Sunday. And obviously, because it's the Raiders, the score was extremely lopsided. But I just think if you look at how they operated, the lack of penalties, the execution on some of those red zone plays with the shovel passes to Goddard, they just played a much cleaner football game. So I definitely think, again, part of it's the Raiders, for sure. Like, I don't think they beat many other teams 31-0 playing that way. But I think if they play that level of clean football, they beat most teams in the NFL.
Elliot, we've seen a couple games this year where they go very heavy under center, and they've had some success. And then for whatever reason, they kind of got away from that for a few weeks, and they didn't do it as much. Do you think this time is different? Right? I felt like we had the same similar conversation around the bye, because they did this to the Giants, dominant win at home, a lot of under center, Jalen looked good. They come out of the bye, and they haven't done it as much and as effectively, but then they went back and did it again this past Sunday. What's your expectation now of how this offense looks final three games into the postseason?
Yeah, so to me, the under center stuff is basically the new pre-snap motion stuff, right? Like, I'm not completely diminishing it. Obviously, they are better at certain things. They have success with certain looks. Like, there is the true, like, X's and O part of it. But ultimately, we do this every season or almost every week with an obsession over, like, this exact look that they should or shouldn't do. That's not really what it comes down to. Normally, what it comes down to is, are they getting positive yardage on first down? Are they getting penalties? Are they taking care of the ball? So I get the point of it, but I just think ultimately, like, it's a lot of fixation on something that probably doesn't have a ton of impact as much as, you know, many other things on offense.
Elliot, what's your thought on Jalen, how he played Sunday, and the ankle knee issue? He said yesterday he's fine. He was not on the injury report. I was a little bit surprised by that. If I had a guess, yeah, I would have thought maybe he'd be limited yesterday, because from my perspective on Sunday, he did look like he was in pain.
Hobbled,
right? And then he only threw one pass, and then he was out of the game. So I anticipated he had some lingering effects. Do you believe it? I guess we have to, because he was on the injury report. What's your thought on him and the way he played and now moving forward?
Yeah, look, he says he's fine. He was not even on the injury report. Like, sometimes they'll put players with an injury, but they'll still be a full participant.
Right.
He wasn't even that, right? So I find it hard to believe he's truly suffering no lingering impacts from that hit. Just the way his body bent, the way he was slow to get up, which is not often something you see from Jalen, the limping after the play, like, I can't imagine he's feeling 100%. But I guess it is good news that they, at least, publicly, right? Like, want to put out there, it is not a big deal at all. And he said yesterday he was fine. So I think this upcoming Saturday is when we'll get our real answer. Like, how is he moving, right? Is he cautious to run? So, you know, he's kind of dealt with, I don't want to say leg issues over the past years. He's never had like a serious injury, but it does feel like, you know, for someone that plays a lot of football, his legs have been an issue. Like, you know, he wore a sleeve at points last year. There's been talks about him, you know, not running as much. So, like, I'll just be curious to see on Saturday how he's feeling.
You know, speaking of Saturday, L, how do you think the offense is going to look? Because we saw this weekend, last weekend against the Raiders, how important or how productive it was when Jalen was a part of the running game. Now that we're talking about him potentially being hurt, what do you think this offense is going to look like this Saturday?
So I think they want to come out and run the ball. I think that was clear against the Raiders. I think that's the identity they're trying to build heading into the playoffs. So I do think you will see them come out and run the ball. But, you know, I think we're going a little too far. I hear a lot of, well, when AJ is involved, they're not as good, right? I don't think that's the case. I think that's somewhat circumstantial in a small sample size this year. If you look at AJ's career with the Eagles versus Washington, he's torched Washington almost every time he's played him. He has 6 touchdowns in 6 games against them, averages almost 100 yards a game. So it would not surprise me if they want to get AJ involved. He's had really good numbers against Washington. But I do think going into the playoffs, they really, really want to establish the run. And that's definitely possible against Washington. They don't have a good run defense.
All right, Elliot, I want to end with your thoughts on the Phils, because I know yesterday when you were on the afternoon show, you said you had some Phils takes, but you guys, you didn't get some, at least when I was listening. So
I was silenced.
Okay,
the
you know what?
Well,
we won't silence you here. We give you an opportunity to speak your mind, but I need to understand your mind on this. So I did hear some yesterday, Tuesdays with Elliot, and I also saw your tweet here explaining, I guess, why you either think the Rams are not as good of an offense as the Eagles, or why you trust the Eagles more, and you kind of went back and looked at some numbers here. Elliot, the Rams have a better offense than the Eagles. I mean, that's it's obvious, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it is obvious.
Well, okay.
They have an offense that is operating at a higher level right now. Like, I would agree with you on that, that this year their offense has played better. But yeah, I don't think that means they have a better offense in a meaningful game. The Eagles, first of all, they outscore them every time they play the Rams, for what it's worth. But also, the Eagles have had a better offense.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The past 3 years, they've had a better offense in the playoffs. So if I'm going to look at offenses that are mostly built of the same pieces, right? Like, it's not like the Rams added, you know, two or three huge pieces to the offense this year or changed the quarterback or the play caller. Like, come playoff time, I think there is a very strong argument to say I would trust the Eagles offense over the Rams offense. And if that's not a better offense, then, like, I don't know what is.
Well, but this year they're way better. So
Regular season for 12 games, yeah, they have been better.
Yeah.
But over the past 3 years and in the past three playoffs, the Eagles' offense have been better. And I think that's a larger sample size and a more meaningful sample size.
So a couple things. I think
it is more meaningful.
I do appreciate the numbers you posted. You did a cutoff at 2022, which excludes the Rams' 2021 Super Bowl season. And if we're using common denominators, it's been the same head coach and the same quarterback for each team since 21. Jalen became the starter here in 21. They got Stafford in 21. Sirianni, McVay, like, the timeline is 21 to now. And if we go from 21 to now, those numbers probably look a lot closer than you presented them.
Well, look, I get what you're saying, but in 22, the Eagles added A.J. Brown. And I think we all know this Eagles team in 2025 is nowhere close to what they were in 2021, right? Like, 2021, first of all, it's 4 full seasons ago. And I just said how the Rams haven't had any meaningful pieces, you know, or a bunch of meaningful pieces this season. The Eagles, like, looking at the Eagles offense without A.J. Brown is pointless. Like, it's just not even the same offense. So I get what you're saying. If you include 21, the numbers are different. But we could also then, like, why not include 2020? Let's go to 2019. Like, the major sticking point with the Eagles was when they added AJ. And in 2022, they became the team that they are now. So I just don't think including 2021 is meaningful.
Mm. Well, but it is meaningful. It's as meaningful as 22.
Well, but it's not. The Eagles without AJ Brown are not the same team.
Tell them.
I think we need to go with quarterback and head coach. I mean, players change around the quarterback and head coach. Also, Elliot, in the last 2 weeks, the Rams have scored almost 100 points. The Eagles took a month and a half to get to 80. Look, like, they're not even close.
If you want to prioritize a small sample size of a regular season, like, go for it. We can each prioritize different things.
But it's also
things.
The most recent sample size.
Also, is it
but,
the...
But again, that's what like, I'm talking let about. Me ask you more.
Speak your
what
truth,
matters
Elliot.
More? What matters more?
I think the more
size
recent sample
over
size.
Over 3 years or the last two games?
I think... Well, how about just this past season? We now have 15 weeks of this.
Yeah,
that's not really
season,
a small
they have
sample.
Played better, but again, the
they
Eagles
are better.
Thing is winning it. No, but they are playing better. No, they are playing better this year. That's
because they are better.
No, that's not. That's
they're not just playing better by happenstance. They are better.
Stick your gun.
No, they have played better this
they're
year.
They're better coached. They have an MVP quarterback, and their offense is racking up numbers every week. It's better.
Okay, and the Eagles beat them, right? So you can say, like, they did. We lost to the Giants.
Is the Giants better? Are the Giants' offense better than us?
We're not comparing
who cares?
The Eagles versus the Giants, are we? We're comparing the Eagles versus the Rams.
Yeah, but
the
that's
Eagles
why it's pointless to say they beat them.
If these teams play in the postseason, it's what? Rams minus 4.5? Like, they're favorite.
In L.A.? If the game was this Sunday in L.A., I think they'd probably be a favorite. I agree with you.
Well, not probably. They would obviously be the favorite.
Yeah, I think -3, -3.5, something like that. I would agree with you.
Yeah, because they're better.
But again, these are all like pointless things you're bringing up, honestly. Like, at the end of the day, the track record is the track record. And when it comes down to needing to score in meaningful games, the Eagles have done a better job of it than the Rams.
But if you look at the last four completed seasons, the Rams have been at two Super Bowls and won one. The Eagles have been at two Super Bowls and won one. They're even, if anything.
Okay, but the Eagles score more points.
Mm. But this year, they don't even score close to as many points. Like that.
This year, I agree, but I'm not going to base all of my opinion off of two units. You're the one that wants to bring up 2021. I'm not going to base my entire.
You use 22. 21
yes,
and 20.
22 is when they got 80.
One more year back is too many.
You're acknowledging that only this year is not the biggest sign of who the better option is.
I just bring up
2021.
But we're using a cutoff. They're all arbitrary cutoffs. And if we use 22.
No, well, 2022 is not arbitrary.
It is.
It's when they got A.J. Brown.
Elliot, hold on.
Well, when the Rams got Stafford.
The quarterbacks are the main focus of this. They got Stafford in 21. We started Jalen in 21. That's the start of the run of these two teams.
But I think you're including 2021 just because it helps your argument.
You're excluding it because it helps your argument.
What is a more accurate depiction of the offenses? 2021 with the rookie Jalen Hurts starting in Sirianni's first year, or the moment when they got AJ and actually became
2025?
Couldn't I make the same argument that they just added Davante Adams, a Hall of Fame receiver? So let's just use this year.
First of all, I'm including this year when I talk about like the overall premise. I'm just not valuing it as much as you are. If you want to value a smaller sample size, go for it. But I'm going to value the larger sample size.
Okay. I mean, Jason Kelce and Aaron Donald were playing in 22. I mean, we go back 3 years in the NFL. Wow. It's all noise.
Well, Aaron Donald plays defense. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
The point is teams change a lot, right? Like
the Bengals were in the Super Bowl that year, or 2021.
The core of these teams that we're comparing are mostly the same. Like, and you can say Davante Adams. I agree. It was a good pickup, but like he's not as good of a pickup as AJ Brown was in terms of changing the offense.
Well, I think he's taking them to a different level. But that's all right.
We'll get your point. We'll see in the playoffs.
We have had a whole season. The season's almost over.
I mean, we're talking about a sample size.
Yeah, but you know
that
the regular season doesn't matter as much as the playoffs. You know that,
Elliot,
right?
The Chiefs were the best team in the league in 2022. They're not in the playoffs this year. That's how long ago that was. Like, things change.
Elliot,
that means this sample size is more important than going back that far.
And your
who are they now?
Candy. What I'm saying is, when I value what I'm going to predict will happen in the postseason, I would like to use as much information as possible. And when the Eagles have a track record of outscoring a team for 3 years, that matters to me.
That's what I'm talking about, L. Tell them.
Well, their quarterback's getting better. Ours is not. I mean, that's also part of the problem.
Well, I thought he played better on Sunday than he did the week before.
Oh, well, I agree with that, but it was the Raiders. All right, Elliot, before we let you go, I know we need to end on a fun note here. I need your take that you've been teasing for the better part of 17 hours about the Phils. What do you got?
I think I was obviously proven correct that the Sixers are a better run team than the Phillies. At the very least, they're the same. Like all this talk about how the Phillies are so much better. They're doing the exact same thing. No success in the postseason. No major changes. Running it back with the same core that we can't believe in. Like, what's the difference here? Like, I get signing Kyle Schwarber makes everyone happy. It's not a smart move in terms of rebuilding this team and actually trying to put people on the field that we can trust in the postseason. They're exactly like the Sixers.
So I don't like this take. I never have. I agree you have more ammo now than you did a year or two ago when you first brought this up. I'll say this. If they go and give Bryce Harper an extension, an apology extension, the way Hugh Douglas thinks they will, like the Sixers gave Embiid an extension for no reason.
And you know that's coming.
Well, if that comes, then I will have to I have to kind of give you a nod on this one and say you might have been onto something.
And the Sixers have actually had more postseason success when you consider they win rounds relatively frequently. The Phillies haven't won a playoff round in 2 years.
Well, they have. I mean, but basketball's. Yeah. I mean, the Sixers won 24 games last season.
Yeah, the Sixers weren't as good last year. I agree with that. But I'm saying in terms of we should view the Phillies the exact same way we view the Sixers. Like, I don't get the excitement over the Phillies.
Well, they did go to a World Series. They did go to a World Series.
They did. Now, that was all the way back in 2022, if we want to talk about,
that's part of your sample.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Elliot.
Exactly right.
We appreciate you hopping on. Have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you Saturday for a rare Saturday pregame show. We'll talk then.
All right, sounds good.
Live your truth, Elliot. Live your truth.
Why do you endorse this stuff?
What are you talking about?
Who has the better offense, the Eagles or the Rams?
The Rams.
See?
But
this I love this. When you know that I'm right in the argument and you sit there and say, get him! Go, Elliot!
No.
Go get him. Live your truth.
I love Elliot's conviction when he's speaking what he's speaking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have a lot of people that when they say stuff, they just say it to be saying it. No, Elliot believes that. Elliot set up whatever he does when he gives these takes and when he dives for information. He believes wholeheartedly what he's saying. Now, we sat there, and he said the Eagles are better than the Rams, and I didn't believe that.
But no one would say that right now.
I like the fact that he believed it. That was crazy.
Now, look, I'll say this. If we can get it together to the point that we get to play them in an NFC Championship game, that means we've probably started to play really well, right? So then perhaps you on January 27th, I might feel differently about an Eagles-Rams game because the Eagles have picked it up to the point they got to that game. But if they played tomorrow, I mean, come on, guys.
Joe,
let's be real.
Joe, I'm about to help y'all out right now. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but this is where the reality kicks in for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order for us to play well enough
to get to the title game,
we need at least five more weeks of football.
I know. I know. Well, you mean we need more time.
We need more.
We're running out of time, man. Playoffs start in a few weeks.
You know what's funny? Because as a former player, you always say, hey, you know, when you start the season, hey, we got to get better.
Yeah.
You know, in the next week, hey, got to get better. It feels like this is as good. Remember that movie, As Good As It Gets?
Yeah.
This is probably as good as it gets.
It might be. All right, let's grab Mike in Somerdale. Says Elliot is right. Oh, this is – I can't wait. Mike.
I jump right on cue. Yeah, yes. Let me ask you a question. I understand what he's saying.
Mm-mm.
Like, is the sample size of what he's saying this season? Yes, they score points. Yes, we get that. But that was the same thing last season. It doesn't matter.
No. The Eagles scored more points than the Rams last season. That's make-believe. The Eagles had a better offense than the Rams last year. What are you talking about?
Dude. I understand what he's saying. In the playoffs, when it matters, this team produces more offensive numbers than that team. That's what he's saying.
He's saying a sample size of 2022 to 2024, which excludes the Rams Super Bowl season. Like, why are we using 21 and 20? Excuse me. Why are we using going all the way back to 22 if we can't go back to 21? Like, the reality is, Mike, they both are a long time ago. So let's just focus on this year.
And this year, on paper, they have a better offense.
They're not on
right
paper.
Now.
On just watch the games. They put up in the last 2 weeks. They scored almost 100 points.
Get him, Mike. Get him.
If that's okay. Listen, I understand what he. But I don't care about 2020. So I'm talking about right now. That this team does not win against us. I have in a head-to-head matchup.
Oh my God.
I don't care if they're favored by seven. We're going to win the game.
So Mike, what you're saying is that we're playing possum until to the postseason start.
I'm just telling you this. That team does not beat us.
No, I'm
Mike. If they play tomorrow, who do you think wins the game?
Come on, are you really going to have me answer that?
Yeah, because yes. You don't. So you lied to everybody.
I'm going to pick the team that's beaten them head to head four straight times.
Yeah, so we're going to get another blocked kick to win the game because that's what we needed last time.
Whatever.
Oh, sure. That's not
28 points. We scored 28 points in a quarter to win the game.
Yeah.
They're the ones who let it up. They're the ones who let. They were in the driver's seat to win.
Yeah.
I mean, like, can't you see that? Like, I know you want to. I know you need a talking point. I get it,
Mike. I don't need it. I don't need a talk. I'm bringing this up because Elliot did. I don't want to talk about the Rams today.
I know you need a talking point, Joe.
You need talking points. You guys need trash to talk about. I get it. That's your job.
No, this is trash, Mike.
Did you not just call in to talk about it?
This is ridiculous.
You guys need something to talk about. You need something to talk about.
You called in to talk about it.
Yo, Kyle. Is there Kyle, right? Keith or Kyle?
I like Keith better.
Whatever you want.
Aren't you like the third wheel of this conversation?
Seriously. Okay, well, does that make you the fourth then?
I don't care, fine, but yo, you got a job, bro. What do you do? 4 hours of work a day?
You called in.
All right.
You can punch 4 hours a day. That's it, homie. That's all you do.
You want to see what else my job is?
Damn, did he? We're hanging up on people now?
Well, this is now, we now have all three of us on the button to hang out on people.
Wait a minute. Is this what we doing?
Right, everyone take a deep breath, all right?
Hey, Mike, call back.
You love this. This is your favorite thing. When anyone's yelling at us, you just think it's the funniest thing.
No. Okay. I like
Does Mike have a job? Because he took time out of his day to call us while we're working.
Well, I don't know.
Just wanted to know.
Hey, he broke out.
Well, here's the point. Okay, let's just everyone take a deep breath. If the Eagles If the Eagles played the Rams, we all could want, believe, and hope they'd win. And guess what? With the way their defense is playing now, would they have a fighting chance? Yes. But let's just be real. That, like, we can't just use a game that happened in September and say, that's it, it's going to happen again just like that. Teams change. The Rams have been better than us for a long period of time. And like I said a few minutes ago, if we can get it together to the point we get to the NFC title game, that probably means our offense has woken up a little bit, and I might feel differently that day. But today, that's why I asked Elliot today, and I asked Mike today, if you think our offense could go match theirs today, you are lying to yourselves. We had a month, and a month plus. We scored 16.5 points a game. They do that in a quarter.
You know what we're talking about? Like, since we're almost here, we're at the hump day. When I think about this game coming up, it's I think more about how are the Eagles going to score 21 points? What does that look like?
Is 21 enough to beat the Rams?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
So we got to get better by the time we face them.
And that's what we're talking about. We know going into this game, Marcus Mariota is the quarterback.
Oh, that's the Saturday.
Yeah, I'm talking about Saturday. Yeah, we know that Marcus Mariota is the quarterback. And we just want to see how, you know, the bottom line is defense is going to keep us in this game. How are we going to score points?
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah, and this weekend they should be fine. It's the Commanders' defense, thanks. 215-592-9494. You can get in on this if you agree or disagree with Elliot. I mean, has the Rams has a better offense than the Eagles because of 3 years ago? And the Phillies, are you frustrated with this offseason? I certainly am. It's not enough. And the fact that Dombrowski yesterday basically was like, yeah, see you guys in Clearwater. I'm out. Not good enough for me. Where do you come down on all of it? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same game parlays, from points and rebounds to threes and assists. FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. Right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP. You know who this is?
That's Jason Kelsey.
That's him.
He did dethrone. It was him and Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And you know what? I read
it
wrong.
Did not dethrone.
No, it was last year they dethroned them. They hit number one last year.
Oh, last year?
Yeah, last year they hit the top 200.
So you can't trust AI. They don't know what year it is.
Well, no, I didn't get a chance to read it all because when I saw Jason Kelsey's name, I got excited.
Oh, so you just skimmed AI?
I skimmed it.
Yeah.
But you know, Stevie Nicks.
That's double bad. You did go with AI and then just skim it.
No, listen. All I want from Christmas has been dethroned. I just haven't found the song yet.
Still not. It's number one right now.
No, I'm saying it was dethroned. It's not.
Who said it was dethroned?
Mariah Carey's song was dethroned.
No, but like, says who?
AI.
Your skim through of AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with AI. You know, I think AI gave Elliot the numbers on the Eagles and Rams offenses. I'm done with AI. Welcome back, Midday Show.
Wait a minute, who gave Mike the numbers? Mike, you need to call more.
I do like, I mean, Mike, you might want to change your name when you're calling, because I'm not sure Keith's going to pick up the phone call.
I will take Mike's phone call.
Keith is not picking up
the
phone.
Just don't be rude.
He was slick rude, though.
He was,
was real slick with his rudeness.
Yeah, he was a you-know-what.
He was a Richard.
I don't understand how we arrived to the places we arrived to. Like, if you want to say, Joe, I think in the NFC title game, I will trust that the Eagles have a real chance to go beat the Rams because of who they are
and what
they've done.
That's not what we do, Joe.
That's different than saying their offense is better. That's
not what we do, Joe.
But why do we look at the sky and say it's green when it's blue?
Because we're the Eagles.
Oh, okay. I got you. Never mind.
And that's how it works around these
parts. But you know, this is my favorite thing we do. We don't do this with the other teams.
But we do it with the Eagles.
Right. Like, would anyone have said with a straight face, you know, Joe, I actually think the Phillies offense is better than the Dodgers. I know they got Ohtani and like Freeman and Betts and all those guys.
The way you say that, though, I know they got all those home run hitters.
They score
over there.
More runs and they hit more home runs, but we're better.
No,
we would have said we can outpitch them. We might be able to outplay them in any given Sunday and they could happen. And we almost did. We almost beat them in the 4-game series, right? But we didn't go into it and say our offense is better than theirs because we can see that it wasn't.
But technically, Mike is right to a certain extent.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just saying.
Now, what are you doing?
I mean,
you encourage these people.
No, he said on paper. On paper.
Paper?
Arguably, they're not even better on paper. In his mind, which is insane.
In his mind, like, because he's looking at, okay, we got Sashawn Barkley.
Yeah.
We got A.J. Brown.
Week's game, and did you use it?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
So you are able to block it all out. Yeah. When I talked to N'Kobe afterwards, he was talking about the criticism, and he said, if I'm hearing it, then I'm betting that Jalen does too. But you just, how do you...
You'd be a broke man if we made that bet.
How are you able to do that?
That's who I am. That's who I am. It's my focus. It's
built different.
My bad.
It's in my first rodeo.
I didn't mean to laugh.
You know, so very unprecedented journey to be here. But unprecedented is unprecedented.
What do you make of his comments?
Man, stop lying, bro. Like, seriously. Listen, Jalen, you vibrate on a high level. I give you that. And you have proven your critics wrong. But we ain't got to sit here and lie. Because the press conference, I can't remember the exact cuts, but you mentioned the fact that you heard the noise last week. Now you don't hear the noise?
Well, last year, remember, he had is that what y'all wanted to see, which was coming off of the most criticism there was.
Listen, you are a unique individual. You're special. And I give you your props. But let's not do this. I don't hear it. Yeah, you did. You heard it.
Well, he said
you heard it loud and clear.
He said N'Kobe would be a broke man if they made that bet.
N'Kobe, I think I'm rolling with N'Kobe on this one.
So I do think
you can't help but to hear. Like, you heard it last week, dog. Yeah. Well, okay.
Then where does that what y'all wanted to see come from?
Course. I do think he has an ability to not fixate on it and just go about his business, right? I think it's the world we live in today. I think it'd be very hard to be someone in a position as big as his position, right, Hugh, and never hear anything anyone says. Now, maybe you can try to block it out, but, like, look, I don't know what they put on TV in the Eagles facility, but I would guess...
Sports Center?
Right. One of those rooms might have ESPN on, right?
Unless you just walk around and pretend like you see Sports
right,
Center.
Right, so, like, he's walking...
I'm not watching that.
He's walking through, and on the TV, they're like, Joe Gilliam in Philadelphia is a moron for thinking about benching Jalen Hurts, right? So, like, he may not listen or really listen to all the criticism, but... He probably saw that.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right, or he probably saw something to that, whatever, on TV.
I'm going to go this far, Joe.
He could just block it out, but like to say you don't see it.
He felt that. He felt the pressure.
Probably.
Because, you cannot sit here and tell me that you had a 5-pick game or 5-turnover game that you were associated with. Mm-hmm. We can argue whether or not they were his or not. We can argue that. But you can't tell me you don't feel that. You feel that at home. You feel that at home from your wife when she's looking at you and nobody wants to say anything. The energy is different. So to sit here and say you didn't feel it and then try to double – come on, dog. You ain't got to do all that. Yeah. I understand you vibrate differently, but you ain't got to do all that.
All right, before we hear another part of what Jalen said, do we have some Phillies news here?
We have a Phillies move.
Phillies. What do we got?
And free agent reliever Brad Keller.
Ha!
Closing in on a multi-year deal.
I like Brad Keller. Brad Keller.
See, you had all that agita for nothing.
Well, no, I mean, that's.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second.
We're saved.
Here, this isn't Mariano Rivera.
No, I'm not trying to say that, but the fact that he said yesterday we're making no more moves, he's still making moves, man. Look at that.
Well, he did say the offense is kind of sad. He did say those words. I do like Brad Keller. Brad Keller was a former starter, and then the Cubs converted him to a reliever last year, and he pitched very well for them. Now, sometimes those guys are a little risky because it's like, can they do it again? Or was it just a one-year thing? So we shall see. But Kyle did say multi-year deal. So obviously the Phillies think there's something there. Brad Keller, according to where was that report, Kyle? We'll get it.
Robert Murray.
Okay. According to Robert Murray, Brad Keller to the Phillies coming up, relief pitcher.
Passan just bumped it.
Okay. I like him. I thought he pitched really well for the Cubs last year. And the Phillies needed more in the bullpen ahead of Joan Duran. So there's a good Phil's move. Hopefully it works out, and we'll see what the details on that deal is. All right, can we hear one more from Jalen on the pressure and kind of back and forth about perceived pressure, whatever the heck that is?
You say perceived pressure. What does that mean?
Perceived pressure is perceived pressure. Yeah.
Sure.
Does that mean that you feel it, or does that mean that it's external?
I mean it's perceived.
Commanders.
Isn't that like like the root word for perception in some regard? Yeah, perception by those who are watching. I'm not watching. I'm living.
You gotta love it.
It was like an Abbott and Costello routine.
You gotta love
pressure,
it.
Perceived, perception is
perception.
Perceived.
Perceived it. What do you say? He said, hey, I live it. I don't know what you talking about. That's that CJ GJ drop. What you talking about?
So,
you talking about?
So what is that? Is that him saying I didn't feel any pressure? You thought I did. You perceived no. I felt pressure, but I didn't really? Is that what we're unpacking
here?
I don't
know the exact one, but last week when he talked, I guess it was at his presser. Mm. Could you find that when he talked about the pressure and how he felt? Like he alluded to the fact that he felt the pressure.
It's just perceived here.
Yeah, but he felt. But if it's perceived or real, Joe, you felt something. You know what I mean? Okay, it's like, okay, perfect example.
You go talk to him about it.
Okay, perfect example. Like, when I say something that Blue Jeans doesn't like.
Yep.
On the air. And he's not in here. I'm perceived that I'm going to get in trouble.
Perceived trouble?
You know what I mean?
You do act like you're in perceived trouble.
No, because I'm like, damn, I'm about to get that phone call.
And usually it does happen.
I'm dead on. So, what are you talking about? Pressure, whether it's perceived or it's real, pressure is pressure. Because especially when I'm at home and I'm looking at my tweets and I'm recklessly tweeting and I say something that might be like on the line.
And the next morning
you
come in.
You know what I mean? Or sometimes it's been so immediate. Like when I send a tweet, like 5 minutes later, I'm getting a phone call. I'm like, hey, could you take that down? And I, you know, that's how it is. So what are you talking about?
Well,
like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing felt like an Abbott and Costello routine. I was waiting for the response to be perception is reality, Jalen, and to see where that went. So that was funny yesterday. All right, 215-592-9494. We do have a lot coming up on the show. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. 12 o'clock, we will have Whiteout Wednesday. Jason Avant in studio for an hour with us on the offense, Jalen, and what he expects this Saturday down in Washington. But let's not forget, we have to do something between now and the end of the show. We got to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking here.
Hello. It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, we have Hugh's holiday stocking today, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhardt's Appliance.
You're next, doing it earlier today.
Well, huh? the next time we hear that sounder, the next time.
Okay, I'm about to say.
Is when everyone calls in and we figure out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. Can't wait. Yesterday was what, the snowblower?
Yes.
Yes.
I perceive that today the perception is going to be perceived.
Yeah.
And personified.
Is that reality?
You should have given up before you started.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be personified.
All right, next time you hear the sounder, call in, and we'll play What's in Use Holiday Stocking there. Okay.
What are we doing?
We do have the terms on the deal, by the way. According to Matt Gelb, it's 2 years, $22 million for Brad Keller. That's not nothing. I mean, that's $11 million a year for a relief pitcher on a multi-year deal. I'm trying to think of the last time the Phillies gave out one of those deals to a relief pitcher. They didn't want to give Hoffman multi-years last year. They traded for Duran. That's obviously a trade, not a multi-year free agent signing. I feel like it's been kind of a while since they've given out the multi-year free agent deal to a relief pitcher. So they obviously think there's a lot there. Brad Keller on his way to the Phillies. I do like this move. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Hassan is up on WAP. Hey, Hassan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Not much. I called in because, you know, I kind of agree with Elliot.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Let him go. Let him
go
talk.
Ahead.
Let
go
him
ahead.
Speak. Let me go. I mean, we did outscore them just this season, right? Because going on your
week, that was like
so
what,
long
week,
ago.
Week two? Yeah. Week
whatever
three?
Week it was, whatever week it was it this season?
Yes.
Okay, but let me, can I ask you a question? If they played again,
sure.
What do you think the score would be? If they played right
matter.
Now, they were playing.
Well, no, usually it's not.
I think the Eagles will score one more point than the Rams.
Mm.
That's what I think.
You heard.
Especially with a hobbled Davante Adams.
With a what?
Like he's hobbled, not, yeah, he got hurt.
Hobbled.
Okay.
He's not the Davante Adams that was lighting it
you
up
know what,
with Aaron
Rodgers. I will say this. To your point, I feel like the defense will keep you in the game.
Yeah.
But the Rams' defense is pretty good. And our offense has been sputtering lately.
The Rams are so good that they caused their Rams offense to score less points
than
the Panthers.
Hassan,
how good are they?
Wait a minute, Hassan. I will tell you this, though. I think in that first matchup, Lane was out there on the field, right? Lane Johnson?
Lane was in and out of that game. I think he came out of the game.
Yeah, but he was suited and booted. Like, Lane – is he's scheduled to come back in a couple weeks, right?
Well, it could be Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
Could be. I don't know when he's coming back. Yeah, but he's not on the IR. Hassan, I get you, and the history says the Eagles have beaten the Rams three times in the last year or so. And Hassan, good call. Did the offense actually score more points than the Rams in the game they played? I mean, we scored a touchdown on special teams. Like, the argument was whose offense is better. That was Elliott's argument, that the Eagles' offense is better. I guess it was even. I'm trying to remember the distribution of points in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, Eagles scored a touchdown, walk-off touchdown with Jordan
and
Davis.
And we had one touchdown in the first half, and that was because Bond had an interception right in the red zone, I think. Yeah.
Also, I think I think our offense has gotten worse since then, and theirs has gotten better. So,
yeah.
Again, the silver lining is if we can meet them in the playoffs, it probably won't happen until the title game. They're going to play tomorrow night against Seattle. I think the Rams are going to win that game. I think they're going to be the one seed. So we probably won't see them till the title game. If we get there.
Yeah, Jordan scored. Davis.
Yeah, the walk-off touchdown. I think we'll have we can have some confidence because we've obviously done something to get to the title game. Sure. As of today, it's like, come on.
Well, like if I'm putting myself in that moment and I'm talking myself into why we can beat the Rams, it's because of our defense.
Yeah.
It's not because our offense is better than theirs.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And perhaps by late January, our offense has woken up and maybe we're the better overall team. Maybe.
What is your definition of woke up, though? Because, like, I feel like when people say that, you're not being realistic. Like, what does that look like? More efficient?
Let's say one of the let's say they have to play two playoff games before they get to the Rams. Mm-hmm. 49ers and, I don't know, Bears or something, right? They score 31 in one of those playoff games. That would feel impressive to me.
Normally in playoffs, especially when you get later into it, it's the games are a little bit tighter.
Yeah, they are.
They are. And the one thing that I recall about playing in playoff games is the running game paid huge dividends in the success of whomever's in the playoffs. We have ran the ball better. But now we're talking about, you know, potentially taking away an element of that run game by not allowing the quarterback to run.
Yeah, which we'll see if he does on Saturday. By the way, Saquon did not practice yesterday. Stinger, which is, I guess, what was bothering
him. It was in his neck. Yeah, he was doing his, on the sideline.
So we'll see. Hopefully he's good to go. We'll see what the practice report looks like today for the game coming up on Saturday. Let's go back to the phone lines. Oh, look who we have here. We haven't heard from him. Mr. Quinn is on the line.
Hey,
anytime
Mr. Quinn.
We hear from Mr. Quinn, there's usually some fireworks with him and Kyle. Hello, Mr. Quinn.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you.
Hey,
nah,
hey,
we're
Mr.
good
Quinn.
Today, eh? No tension at all this time. I'm so proud of Kyle, the work he does on WIP. I get to listen to him on the radio. I watch him on YouTube. You know, just to watch his dream come true. I'm proud as a peacock, boys.
We don't have to do this, do we?
Good. I mean, he's giving you props. It's the holidays.
Yeah, come on, Kyle. I called up to be nice. And because your mother misses you and she was hoping you'd consider moving back into the house.
You going back home, Kyle?
No. You know what? I'm good. Living with Skip now. Things going well.
Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute, huh?
I knew that. I knew something was going on there.
Wait a minute. Well, what do you mean? Who living with Skip?
Kyle.
Well, for what?
He's down there with Skip. Listen, just think about it. I know it's Christmas time and your mother would rather having you live here than with some weirdo stalker guy.
Wait a minute. What are we doing?
We've had a lot of great memories as a family in this house, Kyle. And remember that year Santa brought you new football? But Kyle never used it, did you, Kyle? All you wanted to do was play with dolls.
Yeah, see? They're action figures.
Action figures. I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
But we did have some good time. I mean, come on. Remember, Kyle, remember we took your picture with Santa and you screamed and cried the whole time?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Mr. Quinn, with all due respect, I mean, that's a normal reaction, kids, you know, with Santa. That happens, right?
This was 2 years ago. Come on, there's so many things we did. I remember brought that kid a new, brand new Mike Mamula jersey for Christmas.
Not a Mike Mamula.
Never even wore.
I did wear.
Never even wore.
I wore it one time, and I got made fun of. He sucked.
Yeah, he sucked because you never supported him. You soiled his career. We bought you all those stupid accessories for your pet rat.
Ferret.
He dressed up that rat as a reindeer. Disgusting. Hey, listen, you know, you gotta remember, Kyle, we always supported you. Yeah, you know, how about, you know, but the time, we brought, what a gift for Christmas, a beautiful workshop with a real saw and a workbench. Remember that, Kyle? Eh? You made it into a dollhouse.
You made it into a dollhouse.
Again, not dolls, it was G.I. Joe's.
G.I. Joe's my ass! G.I. Joe have long hair and a mini skirt?
I don't remember that, G.I. Joe. Lady J.
It wasn't just about the toys. You got to come back. We had a lot of fun with the family. Remember Christmas caroling is a family, Kyle?
Oh, that's a nice tradition,
yeah,
Mr. Quinn. That's
nice,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real nice. Hey, Kyle, you want to tell them why we don't do it anymore?
No.
Eh?
Mm-mm. Please stop.
All right, so last year we're going to have a nice walk around the neighborhood, caroling with Uncle Mike and all the cousins like we do every year. Kyle, he decides to get into the eggnog a little early, right? And he thought it would be good to get hammered, and he pukes all over the Sweeney's porch.
Dang.
He's singing profane lyrics to religious hymns. Your mother couldn't even go to church for Christmas that year, Kyle. He put his mom through. He soiled the caroling for the whole family.
Kyle, that really happened? I mean, on the Sweeney's porch?
I mean, what was you saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. That wasn't the end of it either. He soiled his pants, too. Front and back. Tell him, Kyle. Merry Christmas to me. I had to carry my drunk, soiled son home.
Mr. Quinn, I'm not sure if this is actually helping.
It's not helping.
Wait a minute, Kyle.
Mr. Quinn, do you have any good memories of Kyle during the holidays? Maybe a toy you liked or just something to change the tenor here? It's not great.
Yeah, sure we do. Kyle, remember that year your mom insisted on getting you that stupid Tickle Me Elmo doll? Eh? Eh? I stood in line at Cal Door and Booth Wind for 7 hours for that stinking doll.
Yeah, that sounds like a good toy for a good boy at the time. Yeah. How old was he? Yeah, young kid.
He was 16.
All right, let's just try for the audience.
16-year-old boy, a little Tickle Me Elmo.
All right, really for the audience. Can we try to bring the temperature down a bit here? I think everyone's getting a little too fired up. It's okay.
I understand. All right, how about it, Kyle? I mean, your room's ready. We even got your new race car bed. It's got
a race car
shift
bed
and all. And so you won't miss a beat there, and you need to come home for the holidays. Your mom's turkey's always been the best on the block, you know that, except for that one year mom overcooked the turkey and everybody got stuck eating extra dry turkey except for Kyle.
What do you mean except for Kyle?
Well, because Kyle pulled his mom out of the kitchen, ended up in the back room to get his little drinky again.
Oh, God. This can't be another breastfeeding reference. Not a second one of the day. Maybe it was necessary. What?
He was 12.
All right. Let's end this on a positive note, please. Is there any family tradition you can look back on fondly, Mr. Quinn? Anything?
Well, of course, football. You know, the Quinn family had a tradition of playing football on Christmas Day every year.
See, that's nice. That's a good one.
Well, of course, Kyle never wanted to play. All his brothers and uncles would play. Even his sister played one year. Remember that year, Kyle? I sure do. We came back to the house after the game early. One of them caught Kyle up in his room watching his sister's Little Mermaid movie.
Mm. All right. Maybe he just didn't feel like playing that day. Yeah,
that sounds like it.
Oh, he wanted to play ball, all right. For a kid who was never that aggressive on the field, he got after it real good that night, didn't you,
no,
Kyle? With
come
the
on.
Little Mermaid. Right in the back room. And we got your baseball bat one year. That was the only bat you ever used when you watched The Little Mermaid.
Oh, God.
Enough.
I guess Kyle decided to fill up his stock in his own stock in this year.
All right, that's enough. Always,
no chance
always,
I'm letting him go there.
Always let the guy.
Holy hell.
Go one. I'm sorry. I let that call go a little too long. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you have board. We're going to go from that to transitioning to talk to Jason Avant. Whiteout Wednesday next.
Could I add really quick?
Yeah.
You can see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra in the story of Philly Sports Put the Music at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday, February 21st. Get tickets at joeconklin.com, joeconklin.com.
Perceived Perception, Brad Keller and Kyle's dad. Heck of a segment. All right, we got our guy, Jason Avant, Wideout Wednesday. What did he see after watching the tape? That's next. We'll get to your calls with Jason as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all checking out that holiday shopping list? Wawa's got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards for Wawa fans in your life and for the fans of brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and a whole lot more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for teachers, coworkers, and the delivery driver, even the family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at your Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have a Wawa.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.